You're listening to the Igniting Souls podcast with Cary Oberbrunner, devoted to helping you become a soul on fire.
Yahoo! All right, here we are, Igniting Souls podcast, episode 60. Why passive impact trumps passive income every time. How to maximize your message even while you sleep. Folks, it's great to be back. We had a huge month of March mentoring. I brought in a bunch of guests. It was a blast. We had Michael Hyatt, Daniel Harkavy, Pat Flynn, Dan Miller. It was a bunch of superstars. It was awesome. I loved it. Great feedback from you all. In fact, I want to give you a big shout out. Look, we had Celeste. We had Ann Vertel. By the way, that was Celeste Kaufman, Ann Vertel, Brian Dixon, Laura D, Jeff Kramer, Pam in the Sand, Liz from Thrift to Riches, Kristen Samuel, Michael Ray. Folks, we had so many people jump in and give the podcast a review. And I didn't ask for 5-star reviews, but you gave them. I'm deeply indebted. That helps get the word out. Folks, you know that we do this absolutely free. In fact, one person just shot in a Facebook message. I'm going to find it here really quick. But basically, she said that she gets more valuable content from this podcast that's free than many people who have charged for the programs that she's enrolled in. And, you know, I saw that comment. And, folks, this is what abundance is. Abundance is not me saying, ooh, I got this big secret. I got this great content that's going to help the Igniting Souls tribe move forward. But you know what? I'm going to hold it back from them and so they can't figure it out. No, come on now. Look, if you believe in abundance, you believe that the inspiration that comes to you is not originated by you. It's a gift, and that gift is from God. And if you share it with others, God will give you more. But if we hold on to our little whatever, the little one thing that we know, then it kind of rots and we don't grow, and neither do the people around us. So, folks, I love these podcasts because it is literally cutting edge content. It's what I'm studying, what I'm learning, what's moving the needle in our business. And as a result, we share that with you right away. So this topic today is a big one. You know, so many times we hear about passive impact, and passive impact is great. Passive impact means you create a product, You create a product once, and then that thing sells for the rest of your life. And you don't trade time for dollars. In fact, you create it once, and then sure enough, you go to sleep at night and it sells. And it sells on Amazon, Audible, whatever, your website. It sells on different people's platforms, and you continually increase the dollars in your bank account. And it's smart. It's brilliant. Of course it is. But rarely have I ever heard, in fact, I've never heard a podcast on the topic that I'm going to talk about today called passive impact. And folks, passive impact trumps passive income any day. And I'm going to teach you that today. In fact, we do an Igniting Souls Fellowship, which is in Columbus, Ohio. It's every month. We just had people drive 7 hours from Nashville, Tennessee. So big shout out to Joan and Ken Turley, who came in last Friday, all the way from Nashville. And you're welcome. If you want to jump in anytime, we have a once a month gathering. You're welcome to come. April 15th is the next one, 9:30 to 11. Check us out. Go to caryoberbrunner.com. I don't know. Reach out to me on Twitter. And folks, if I ever forget to respond, reach out again, okay? Because we got a big team, lots of things going on. But if you need something, I want to serve you. So if you know, if you reached out and you need something and it slipped through the cracks, reach out again. But we would love to have you in April. In fact, that session is going to be all about affiliate, how to be a super affiliate and how to build a super affiliate business. So a lot of you are saying, gee, Carrie, okay, I get it. I want affiliates to sell my programs. If you're new to the game, affiliate just means that you basically didn't create the program, but if you share a link and someone buys it, you get credit for it. So you get a percentage of that purchase. Well, lots of you are creating products. In fact, that's what this whole podcast is about, passive income and passive impact, and you'll see how related they are. But if some of you are saying, but Carrie, I don't have a list, but nobody will promote me. Okay, we're going to teach you on April 15th how to become a super affiliate and then also build super affiliates into your business model. So you're welcome to come it live in person, absolutely free. It's where the tribe gathers. It's great. It's fantastic. And then don't forget about the Igniting Souls Conference, where it's much more than 90 minutes. It's actually two full days. This is the one time that people come. IgnitingSoulsConference.com, Columbus, Ohio. You can go to IgnitingSoulsConference.com and check it out. But folks, I'm going to share in the next couple podcasts little snippets of what I'm going to teach on. And I've been working on this for 2 years, okay? This is crazy, and I can't wait to share it with you. You guys will know first, we haven't publicly promoted the tickets yet, but we will. And so if you want to grab the earliest rate, super early bird, go to IgnitingSoulsConference.com. The tickets are already half gone. So we haven't even shared it publicly, but this is just kind of insiders, alumni, and over half the tickets are already purchased. So if you want in, now is your time. I don't know of another conference that you can get with four meals, as cheap as it is, but also as rich of content. So we'd love to have you come. Let's jump right into the content. What do we call it? Passive impact. So here's the deal. Folks, your time's limited. My time's limited. In fact, one of our own members, Delora, just this week passed away. Delora, thoughts and prayers are with your family, but one of our authors just passed away. She was older. She was at the conference last year. And I mean, she stood three people away from me for the picture that we take every year. She was doing great, you know? And then she came home from the conference and realized that she had cancer inside her for a while. So her time was ticking, and we were praying for her, and we were just hoping for the best. But you know, she is now with God in heaven. She was tight with God and just, you know, trusted in Him, and she's with Him now. So we're happy for her. Of course, we miss her, but here's the point: she had a book inside of her. Now she's gone. She's gone without the book because she never finished it, and I get that, folks, and you know me. You know that I often teach on, do not let your story die inside you. Oh, that just bugs me. It bugs me when death steals somebody away before their time and before they had an opportunity to create passive income and passive impact. Here's what I mean. I just got this email this week. You'll totally understand what I'm talking about once I read this email. It says, from a gal named Kate Taylor from Australia. Never met her personally yet. There is a man who wrote a book called From Day Job to Dream Job. I read it because I needed some real ideas on how to get out of working full-time in a job I wasn't happy in. It changed my life. And here I am running my own business. So thank you, Carrie Oberbrunner, for taking the time to put your thoughts out on paper for people like me who just needed some clarity on how to make the jump. Folks, that is passive impact. You have emails like this that are going to be written, if they haven't already been written, about you and to you and for you. And folks, when I get an email like that from Kate Taylor, I've been to Australia when I was 18, so that's 21 years. Is that? I can't even do math. I think, no, what was I? I was 19, so that was like, I don't know. Do the math. Whatever. It's all good. That's why I have David. That's the big joke. David's the math guy, okay, in our business. But here's the point. I went to Australia years ago, never met Kate, never saw Kate. But guess what happens? She reads a book called Day Job to Dream Job. The book had passive impact on her life. There's nothing that makes me more excited than getting an email like this. Why? Because while I was hanging out with the kids, while I was chilling out, being a dad, being a husband, being, investing in the people that are close to me, the few people that I'm responsible for in life, the book was out there making rounds across all the continents, all the countries, and investing in people. Folks, when you create a product, sure, you get money. I mean, that's cool. It's super cool to go to your bank account statement and say, oh, look, cool, book sold, program sold, mastermind sold, conference tickets sold, whatever. But some of those that I just mentioned are exchanging time for dollars. That's called active income. But some of them I created once and I walked away from it, like on audible.com. I walked away from that. I recorded it in, I think, December, January, walked away, boom, logged in the other day. Awesome. Dozens and dozens and dozens sold and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of dollars made, even though we've done no like big promotion for it. Fantastic. Great. Awesome. Big deal. Big deal, right? Seriously, big deal. That doesn't excite me as much as getting emails from this gal named Kate who says, never met the guy, changed my life, and now I'm running my own business. Wow. You talk about filling my tank for a month. That's what that email did. Folks, you need to do this because you have emails from all over people, all over the world, from people that are in different countries, different life situations. They may never meet you. They may never shake their hand. They may never hug you, but your products, your services, your message goes out and reaches them because you created passive impact. Passive impact is this. Passive impact is you creating something once and then seeing impact over and over and over and over again from that one piece of content that you created. Not the income. I mean, that's cool too. But I'm talking about the impact. For all I know, all over the world, people have whatever. They've been coached. They've been, mentored. I've been mentored and coached by people all over the world that I've never shaken their hands. I've never hugged them, but I've been impacted by them. Passive impact. How to maximize your message while you sleep. So let's get real practical. How do you do this? Okay. How do you do this? Because it's one thing to talk about it. Yeah, it's cool. Kate from Australia. But I'm telling you, how do you do this? So here we go. Get ready. Take notes or listen while you run or whatever you're doing. Listen to it again and again and again and gain from it. Because I'm going to give you some super clear action items. Here's what you do. Number one, you got to solve a problem. If you really want to have impact in people, yes, memoirs are good. Yes, sharing your story is good, and that's cool. But as a result, the clearer you are on the problem that you're solving, the more impact you're going to create. If you just create a nice chat, you just have a nice talk, you just talk roundabout in circles, there will be some nuggets that people gain. But if you want to have massive impact, pick a clear problem. A super clear problem, and then laser-focused address, through problem-solving techniques, address that problem. It could be how to increase intimacy with your spouse. That's one. How to create a sense of belief and confidence in your kids. It could be anything, folks, but you have to be laser focused on the problem that it's solving. Otherwise, you have a very dull product that is going to create some impact, but not laser focused. So Kate from Australia said, I needed to get help so that I could work full time in a job that I loved instead of hated. Boom, crystal clear problem. I needed real ideas, she says. Great. Day job to dream job, classic problem-solving content piece. So, as a result, massive impact. So the first thing you want to say is, what problem am I solving? And don't be general, because if you are general, you're not going to have that deep dent. So I want you to literally grab a piece of paper if you can. If you're running, great, keep running. I love running. I'm running with you. If you're exercising, whatever. If you're driving, that's cool. Don't get in an accident. But just make a mental note that this episode specifically, you need to listen to again with a piece of paper and a pen, because I'm going to give you some links here in a moment too. You're going to love it. So the point is this: what problem are you solving? Crystal clear clarity. Do not say how to become a master in the art of living. No one is walking around saying, you know, I have a problem. It's that I'm not a master in the art of living. No, that doesn't help. I've made those mistakes in the past. You know, I got this really cool program. It's going to be called How to Become a Master in the Art of Living. Fine, that's great. But you know what? It doesn't solve a problem. It doesn't address a conversation that's already going on in somebody's mind. You want to do that. You want your product to create impact. You need to enter the conversation that's already going on in their mind. And you're going to be focused one of two ways, either vitamin or aspirin. You're either going to have a vitamin focus that says, hey, you want your problem solved? Great. Consume this content. And this content's going to make you better, faster, jump higher, get crazy results, whatever. That's a vitamin-focused product. You want an aspirin-focused product. That's going to be, look, you're in pain. How to get out of pain? So, you know, you got no margin in your calendar. Okay, boom, this product. You got, you have weeds growing in your backyard. How to eradicate the weeds forever and create a garden of beauty. I mean, I don't know what it is, but these are just examples, okay? So, number one, what problem are you solving? Number two, are you aspirin-focused or vitamin-focused? Number three, what you want to do now is you want to create steps. We call this a framework, okay? Anything in life that solves a problem is not a one-step solution. It's not. We call that unbelievable and not in a good way. Lack of belief. People will not believe you, you know? How to have better intimacy with your spouse. One simple step, boom. No, it's going to be a series of steps. We call this a framework. And a framework is a solution to a problem that's broken down in steps. That's what we did with Day Job to Dream Job. Nine steps. Okay, so Author Academy Elite, 52 mini missions, whatever. You have a problem, you want to solve a problem, and then you need simple steps, which are the framework. All right, next one. How do you deliver the content? Well, folks, today we live in a world that is so amazing. You can deliver the product easier today than ever before. And I'm serious when I say that. Even a few years ago, it was Kajabi, and it would be $99 a month. You know, and then you would need to, you know, purchase a tripod and a Canon camera and you would be thousands of dollars in the hole. Folks, not today. Today, you want to create a free passive income product that creates passive impact. Boom, here you go. You ready? Teachable.com. That's it. Teachable.com. Folks, you grab your iPhone, your Android, whatever you got. You have more technology than all of NASA. All of NASA. Putting the man on the moon, you have more technology in this little thing that you're holding in your hand. So don't give me the excuse, I don't know what to do, I don't have enough data, I don't have enough memory, whatever. They have these little tripods called Jobies. Okay, Jobies. And it clamps to your iPhone. I think they're like $20 to $30 if you need one. I don't think it's massively mandatory that you have one, but okay. I'm all about starting shoestring for people. I want to remove all barriers of entry. But if you say, no, I really want a straight up, you know, steady camera, fine, fantastic. Get a Joby, clamp that to your iPhone, your Android. Now simply take those seven steps that were your framework and create seven short videos. And then you say, well, what do I do, Carrie? I got seven short videos, you know, and step one was, folks, I'm just going to bring it up with Day Job to Dream Job, okay? One that I can use super, super simple. So day job to dream job was 9 simple steps. 3, design your story, space, and service. And then it was create your platform, promotion, and product. And then it was maintain your credibility, community, and clarity. Those are the 9 steps. So then I created 9 simple videos. And again, we had black drapes. We had whatever. What do you call those? Floodlights. I don't even know what they're called. I forget. Box lights. I think something like that. But anyway, we had a whole camera kit and all that. You don't need that. I could name a guy who has 8-figure business who started with a flip cam duct tape to a cardboard box. You know, our business now is a 7-figure business and growing. And look, we only purchase that stuff after. See, this is a big mistake. Everyone says, oh, you know, I got to have the best. I got to have all this stuff. No, you don't. That's a lie, and that's an excuse to keep you from getting in front of flesh and blood to sell your product. That's what you need to do. Create an MVP, minimal viable product. Lean startup reference there. And then create the product. And then as you sell the product and as you see lives changed, passive impact, and your bank account grow, passive income, then you can invest in the equipment that you need to take it to the next level. Awesome. So anyways, you get these 7 videos, 9 videos, 5 videos, whatever you do, you put them on teachable.com. Teachable.com, you log in, username, password, then you just, boom, upload video 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You say, Carrie, I don't have a website. I don't care. You don't need a website. Carrie, I don't have a shopping cart. You don't need one. Teachable.com literally is the place where people see your passive impact product and passive income product. They see it. They buy it. The money is exchanged. They can preview it there. It's got a laid out sales page. It's got a little place for your picture where people can see your picture. It's got a place for your bio. One of my clients, I got to give a shout out to her. In fact, I'm going to give a shout out to her. Why? Because I love people who take what I say and then apply it. I mean, there's nothing cooler than that. When people take what you say, apply it, and then become successful, and you want to give them shout out. So remember, that's one of the strategies I teach. You want people to let you borrow their platform. Become a crazy good student. Purchase their program. Listen to their podcast, whatever, and then apply the principles and then share the results. So Terry, T-E-R-R-I, Rozalla, R-O-Z-Y-L-A. So she's one of our Author Academy elite authors, and we were on a call the other day, one of the coaching calls, and you know I'm helping her write, publish, and market her book in a crazy cool way because that's what we do with Author Academy Elite. And Terry's on a call and she's asking about this product, you know, creation. And I tell her, absolutely, Terry, you should absolutely create a product around your book. And this is what we do. I mean, we help people take a deep, deep dive and I coach them for 18 months and all that good stuff. Anyways, she created a product called Spring Clean Your Soul. Spring Clean Your Soul. Obviously, it's relevant. We're in the spring cleaning phase. It's got her up on teachable.com. It's got a picture. It's got a video promo. It's all linked to social media, Facebook, Twitter, Google+, LinkedIn. It's got a great picture where she can put her bio, and she did it smart. She applied what we teach, which is include a free lead magnet, which she did. Then it has class curriculum. Then it has FAQ. And then it has a testimonial of someone who went through a coaching program that she had. And it gives real results with real numbers about her losing 10 pounds, becoming less anxious, creating a life that she wants, and even going back to school. And this is a real person, real screenshot, real email. It's fantastic. So folks, huge shout out for Terry, who again, didn't just take what I taught, but took what I taught and applied it, and now has got her product up and running for free. Teachable.com takes a little cut, not much. No website needed. Literally, your camera. And what do I mean by your camera? Your phone. And if you want a tripod, a Joby. That's it. So folks, I don't know how to make it more simple. I know this is pretty straightforward. But you gotta do this. Here's another quick story. No joke. I'm at church this morning with the family. They do this little thing where they say, hey, greet the person next to you. And I just, you know, shake hands with the people around me just like anybody else. And one lady says her name. And then I say, hey, my name's Carrie. And she says, Carrie Oberbrunner. And I say, yeah, how you doing? And then she says, I bought one of your programs. And I'm like, seriously? Yeah. She says, here's my son, Isaac. And I meet her son, Isaac, who's in high school doing great things. Anyway, she says, yeah, I'm totally, you know, purchased one of your programs. I saw you on a webinar and I bought your program and I've gone through it and I'm super excited. We got into a conversation. Now she's coming to the Igniting Souls conference in October. Folks, this is what happens. Now, this is the first time that I ever physically remember meeting her today at church. But somehow she found out. Somehow friend of a friend or whatever. You create digital content, and this is what I call it. I call it digital breadcrumbs. So digital breadcrumbs are like your LinkedIn post, your tweets, your Facebook status updates. They're not the product. See, this is where a lot of people get mistaken. They say, hey, but Carrie, I have a podcast, but I have a blog. Big deal. I mean, I'm excited that you have that, but what's your product? Because if all you have are blog posts and podcasts and whatever, tweets and Facebook status updates and Instagram and Pinterest, you don't have a product. If someone lines up and says, here's some cash, can I work with you? How do I work with you? You got nothing yet. If you're in that situation. And if you're in that situation, you're not making money. And if you're not making money, it's tough to justify to your loved ones that your hobby is worth it, that they should, you know, let you go in the other room and, you know, take time away from family to go run your, quote, business when you got nothing for sale. You're not a business until you have something for sale. So folks, who's going to accept the challenge? Terry did. Which one of you listeners are going to accept the challenge and say, you know what? I got a phone. I know there's a problem. I got a solution. I got a 5-step, 7-step, 9-step, 3-step framework. Don't overthink it. Make the steps parallel. In other words, step one should not be 12 words long. And then step two is 2 words long. What I do very clearly is that each step is parallel. Meaning that if it's a verb and a noun, right? Maybe it's verb, pronoun, noun. In other words, design your story. Verb, pronoun, noun. Design your story. So the next one, step two, should be something similar. Not a 12-word explanation. That's step two. You can't remember that. Neither can your people. So it's design your story. Design your space, design your service. Boom, 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 3 steps. Next one, create your product, create your promotion, create your platform. Boom, boom, boom. So folks, you can do this. You can absolutely do this. I believe in you. That's why I do this podcast. And I wanna see you, literally. Again, I'm going to jump right into Igniting Souls Conference in the next few weeks. But if you are not coming to the Igniting Souls Conference, you're missing out. I'm just going to tell you. 2 years worth of study, training. I can't wait anymore. Should I wait? I want to tell you what the topic is. I want to tell you what all the sessions are. But we're out of time. So I can't tell you yet. If you go to IgnitingSoulsConference.com, you'll see the dates. It's October 22nd and 23rd. The location's there, the meal plan. I mean, we got everything there. The session's already built. But just know this. If you're not in the door, the cost of you not attending. Seriously. See, we always talk about what's the cost? What's the cost? What's the cost? sometimes there's a cost for not being in the room. Your time is so precious to me, I would never waste a second of it. Meaning that I've gone to conferences where they are crap. I mean, I'm just being honest, they're crap. The speakers up there, they didn't prepare. Or if they did prepare, it's, hey, let's stand up and dance. You know, let's every 10 minutes, let's stand up and dance. Folks, I don't like conferences like that. I mean, sure, I like to have a good time. I like to network. I like to connect with people. And that does happen. But you're there exchanging time with your loved ones and dollars. And I take that very serious. In fact, that's one of the most serious commitments you could ever make. And so if somebody chooses to invest their time in me, oh, wow, stand back. We're going to back up the dump truck and give them so much value. And here it is, practical value, value that you can go on Monday after the conference, open up your notes and say, boom, I am making it happen today, just like today on this podcast. You can literally leave this podcast. You now have a framework to create your first product, which, yes, increases cash. Here's the thing. If you say, Carrie, I don't have finances to come to Igniting Souls Conference, I dare you to create your first product now and say, you know what? I'm not going to the conference unless I sell. Unless I sell some of my first product. Do it. That's a brilliant reward. That's the type of reward that I have done where I've said, you know what? This would have been years ago, but years ago when I was first getting started, I said, I don't have much margin in cash. I don't have a side hustle. So I said, you know what? I'm going to take what I'm learning in this content and I'm going to go out and crush it. And when I crush it, I'm going to take a portion of that and reinvest it in myself and get better. And folks, that's how we went from, I don't know, what do you say, 3 figures to 4 figures to 5 figures to 6 figures to 7 figures. That's how it happens. We don't sit back and say, hey, let's just go sit on the beach, you know, and do nothing. Money will not fulfill you. Meaning will. And when you begin to see lives changed, literal lives changed, where passive impact is coming at you in all different angles, voicemails, tweets, messages on LinkedIn, videos, and people are saying, I took what you said, listener, I leveraged the pain that you went through and avoided that in my own life. There is nothing more satisfying than you creating that legacy, which I, again, Delora, brilliant lady, love her to death. She's now with God. But I wanted to see Delora finish her book. I did. And if there's any amount of whatever, frustration today, ticked off, whatever, call it divine discontent. I'm not angry, but I am ticked when someone has a story inside them or a product inside them, and then they don't get to fulfill that, especially because of cancer. That just bugs me. It's one thing if you want to sit on the couch and just give up your time and waste it. It's another thing if you're trying to crush it and a disease like cancer takes you away before you have a time to create that passive impact. So folks, I believe in you. If you don't believe in yourself, borrow my belief. Literally, borrow my belief. You can do this. And I want to hear stories from you. Because again, that makes my day, if not year. And then don't forget October 22nd and 23rd. Do not miss this. You need to be in the room. The cost of not being there is going to be epic. 2 years of studying on this topic. I'm going to reveal it over the next few weeks. But I'm telling you, folks, it's going to move the needle and it's going to move it big time for you personally and professionally. Awesome. Be a soul on fire today. This is Carrie Oberbrunner. I love you guys. I care about you and I believe in you, and that's why I do this. So make it a brilliant day. Life's a gift. Don't waste time in victimhood. Be a victor. And remember, the glory of God is a man or a woman fully alive. And as Ferdinand Foch said, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.